Good morning to you all. On this beautiful day that the Lord has made, God's love and grace and blessings be with you. How many of you ever worked extremely hard at something, but it didn't turn out very well? Or the fruit of your labor you do not see in the aftermath of that which you have worked so hard on? Or a little different twist to that question. How many of you worked very, very hard on something and accomplished something great in the materialistic realm of things, but after having accomplished that, felt a little bit empty inside? Or after doing something very special, maybe you did so in offending others along the way or stepping on other people, and maybe didn't feel internally very good about it? I want you to keep that in mind as we look at today's gospel passage that Father Thomas with our children dealt with so humorously. It is a gospel passage recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, where Jesus goes to the Sea of Galilee. Now, the Sea of Galilee is either called the Sea of Galilee, Lake Genesaret, or the Sea of Tiberias. It is in the northern part of Israel, present-day Israel. It's a lake, a freshwater lake, about 13 miles long and 7 miles across. How many of you have been there? Pretty special place. Jesus spent a good portion of his ministry in that arena, that area. It was close to where he grew up in Nazareth, but it was also away from the cities. Oftentimes the gospel passages tell us that Jesus was near the Sea of Galilee, Lake Genesaret, because oftentimes he could not be in the larger cities, Jerusalem and other cities, because there were throngs of people that came around him. In any case, he was by the Sea of Galilee, Lake Genesaret. And he asked to get into a boat. It was Peter's boat. And go out a little bit from the shoreline because a great crowd of people had gathered. And he began to preach to them. After he had finished preaching, he said to Peter, launch out into the deep to go fishing, basically. And Peter said, Lord, we have toiled all night long and caught nothing. Worked very hard with nothing to prove for it. Yet at your word, we will launch out into the deep. And then when they did, he said, now let down your nets. And they caught a great school of fish to the point where their nets were breaking. They brought him in, and he had to have help from James and John, the brothers, in order to bring the net ashore. And then Peter said, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. And then Jesus said, put down your nets. And from now on, you will not only catch fish, but you will be fishers of men. Okay, let's go back to this. We have toiled all night long and have caught nothing. There's a little story that I've shared with you before. Oftentimes we Christians have Jesus with us. However, oftentimes, perhaps more than not, it's like riding on a tandem bicycle. We're on the front and Jesus is on the back. The writer of this little analogy said, the real challenge, if we really want to be deep Christians, is to change places with Jesus and have him go on the front of the tandem and us on the back. Let's go back, bear that in mind. Let's go back to Peter's word. We have toiled all night long and have caught nothing. How many times do we work so, so hard on our own? How many times do we attempt to do something and we do our very best, but we're doing it by ourselves? Listen to Peter's next words. Yet at your word, I essentially will obey. I will obey your word, and we will launch out into the deep. Launching out into the deep means to allow our Lord to be at the front end of the tandem bicycle. Launching out into the deep means in whatever vocation we are find ourselves in, whether it is parenting or working or going to school, at any level, it is to begin working with God, to begin with God first in our lives, not second or third or fourth. It's not an easy thing to do. We are psychosomatic human beings, but I would say we're somatic and psychic. We have a body first and then a soul later. And we tend to focus on our bodily end of things, and when we don't visibly see or know that Jesus is with us, we tend to put our trust and our faith in other ones and other things and in ourselves first and foremost. Am I wrong? This is a challenge for all of us. Launch out into the deep. Let's put it a different way. Go into your heart. Descend into your heart. Take your mind into your heart. Begin your day. Today, and it doesn't happen that often, today I was early enough to come to church that I was able to go through Cherry Creek State Park because it takes me about 7 minutes and 1 second longer. So I went through Cherry Creek State Park about 25 miles per hour, and I just looked at God's creation. I looked at Cherry Creek Lake Reservoir, which is probably 1/20th the size of Lake Genesaret, the Sea of Galilee. But I thought about Jesus and Peter and James and John and Andrew being their fishermen. And I thought about being 2,000 years ago in that place. I thought about creation and how easy it is to begin our day silently in creation, silently taking a walk, silently being with God in that type of a setting. With one little caveat, and this is not easy for us to do in Denver and the Colorado Rockies, we focus first on the Creator and then second on creation. Or let me put it even a better way. As long as creation takes us to the Creator, that's beautiful. If we end only at creation, we have missed the mark. Launch out into the deep. Begin our day with God. Begin our day with prayer. Walk through our day with prayer. That means at work. When we go in whatever vocation, wherever we are going to be in work, let us say a silent prayer when we step into that arena and think about, okay, the best way that we can approach life from our perspective or work from our point of view, but allow that to be guided by God. Begin there and end there. When we leave in the afternoon and the evening, let's say a prayer likewise as we leave. And in the middle of the day, take time out to remind ourselves that all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me, and not when I do things on my own. Launch out into the deep. As we are going to have a 40-day memorial service for Father Dean today, and Stacy and Mark and Stella, Marty, Vince and Matt, Nick, his family members are here. You know, we're a part of his family too. This parish of St. Catherine that he began 35 years ago with Presbyter Argie and so many of the devout members that are here today, with Deacon Paul and I, who are from Cheyenne, and a portion of our lives reared by Father Dean and Presbyter R.G. And I want to mention him and her as two people in my life and our lives that are very fundamental and essential in helping me and many others launch into the deep. And I have a little prayer book that he wrote years ago. It doesn't have the cover on it anymore, but we have some copies of it in the bookstore because it's been reprinted through the Archdiocese. And it's the prayer of St. Philaret of Moscow, the prayer of acceptance of God's will. And I'd like to read that. O Lord, I do not know what to ask of you. You alone know my true needs. You love me more than I myself know how to love. Help me to see my real needs, which are concealed from me. I dare not ask either a cross or consolation. I can only wait on you. My heart is open to you. Visit and help me for your great mercy's sake. Strike me and heal me. Cast me down and rise me up. I worship in silence your holy will and your inscrutable ways. I offer myself as a sacrifice to you. I put all of my trust in you. I have no other desire than to fulfill your will. Teach me how to pray. Pray yourself in me. Amen. That powerful prayer is a prayer, a daily prayer, that we have an opportunity with that kind of an attitude to approach life, approach God, approach every and anything we do. Whether it is parenting, whether it is being a spouse, whether it is working or going to school, whether it's in retirement and helping with our grandchildren, or in some cases, great-grandchildren. In every vocation of life, to ask for God's guidance, to have him at the front end of the bicycle rather than on the back. I'd like to go back for one moment to the success of this world. And please listen very carefully. You and I know what success in this world means, right? It means money and happiness that is connected with money. Right? You also know, if you have lived at any length of time, money does not bring happiness. Success in this world ultimately will not bring happiness. And I would like to remind you that which I mentioned before. After Jesus asked these men to come in and leave the vocation that they had made their living on with their parents, their fathers, and they left their fishing nets and their boats and followed Jesus to become fishers of men. That doesn't mean that we all have to have a religious vocation. What it means is that we all have to be Christ. You know, we don't have to do anything. We are all invited to be God-focused and Christ-focused. And to be God-focused and Christ-focused is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so if our vocations bring us fortune and accomplishment by not taking care of our brother or sister, or in not taking care of our brother and sister, we have missed the mark. So wherever and whatever we do in life, and wherever we are in life, please heed to the advice given by our Lord through his disciples and through this event of, first and foremost, the importance of interpersonal relationships. The importance of working through conflicts. The importance of not walking away from, but prayerfully working through issues that have to do with interpersonal conflicts, beginning at family and continuing at all levels in life. That is what it means to be a fisher of men. our world will tell us we don't have to deal with them anymore. Say goodbye and walk away. Or sue them, one or the other. Please join with me through the intercessory prayers of St. Phocas, who we commemorate this day, through the intercessory prayers of the Virgin Mary the Theotokos, St. Catherine the Great Martyr, St. Constantine, and St. Adhieri, the new martyr, through the prayers of Father Dean and Presbytera Argy, to offer our love to God and to treat one another with love, dignity, and respect. His love, His grace, and His mercy be with you all.